KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicked off today in New York City. This one featured steady rain, adding ponchos and umbrellas to the lineup of balloons, floats, and star-studded performances. This year featured everything from new Spider-Man and Minnie Mouse balloons to zoo and pasta-themed floats. Shelley Adler reports it's been a busy Thanksgiving Day for the President and Vice President.
In the morning, President Joe Biden and the First Lady called units from each branch of our military stationed around the world to thank them and their families for their services to the country. Then they delivered pumpkin pies at the Nantucket Fire Station, where the President was asked what he's thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for a peaceful transition in the presidency, and I'm thankful for the fact that I think with the grace of God, and good, maybe with a little luck, we're going to get some more progress.
And that report was from Shelley Adler. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's cabinet picks have become targets of bomb threats and swatting attacks, according to his team.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in what they call violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. The FBI says it's aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and are working with law enforcement partners. Among those targeted, Trump's pick for the next U.N. ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. Her office says a bomb threat was called into her home when her family was out. And in Florida, police say a bomb threat was made to a home where a family member of former Congressman Matt Gaetz lives. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street closed for Thanksgiving. Traders return to work tomorrow for a holiday shortened workday. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new study that's out on religion and support for Israel.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. 59-year-old John Reardon has pleaded guilty to one count of obstructing free exercise of religious beliefs by the threat of force and several other charges. In January of this year, Reardon called one of the local congregations and left a voicemail making several threats. This is SRN News. Federal wildlife officials are proposing new habitat protections in the southern Rockies for a big cat known as the Canada lynx.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the forest-dwelling wild cats are threatened by human activities, among other things. The service has unveiled a final recovery plan. The new protections in Colorado and northern New Mexico were long sought by wildlife advocates, but the proposal's fate is uncertain under incoming President Trump. Officials during his first term sought unsuccessfully to strip the lynx of protections in place since 2000 under the Endangered Species Act. Rich Thomason reporting.
Solar storms may produce faint auroras across the northern rim of the U.S. this Thanksgiving Day. Pale auroras could be seen today and tomorrow across northern states, including Montana, Minnesota, and upper New York, as well as parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.